from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A United Nations Relief and Works Agency spokesman says in Syria, the Assad regime continues to use aircraft and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group. Homes and relief centers have now been turned into death camps, and many areas are unsafe. Chris Guinness is calling for restraint and urging for the evacuation of the wounded.
Well, we're seeing intense clashes on the ground. We're seeing firepower from the air as well. So, of course, even in their homes, people are unsafe. In addition, there's absolutely no public infrastructure. The last remaining hospital in Yarmouk camp has become completely non-functional. There are very, very few healthcare options, very little food, very little water, no electricity. Things are absolutely appalling for civilians.
Meanwhile, an International Chemical Weapons Monitor Group says a team of inspectors collected samples on Saturday at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. North Korea says it will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or technology unless there are threats and provocation against them. President Trump welcoming Pyongyang's announcement, saying he's looking forward to his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A Russian lawyer who discussed sanctions with Donald Trump Jr. in New York during his father's 2016 presidential campaign said on Sunday that special counsel Robert Mueller has not contacted her, and further that she thinks Mueller isn't interested in finding out the truth. In an interview with the Associated Press, Natalia Veselnitskaya also detailed her recent meeting with the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee in Berlin. This is VOA. Several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners attending former First Lady Barbara Bush's funeral Saturday.
Some 1,500 mourners gathered to pay their final respects on Saturday to Barbara Bush. The former First Lady, who died on Tuesday at the age of 92, was remembered for her dignity and devotion both to her family and public service. Her son Jeb, former Florida governor and 2016 presidential candidate, delivered the eulogy.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
Bush was the matriarch of one of the country's most prominent political dynasties. She was the wife of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush. Barbara Bush was laid to rest at the Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University, buried next to her daughter Robin, who died as a child from leukemia.
Well, the UN Refugee Agency is appealing to armed groups in southern Libya to allow humanitarian access to thousands of people displaced by fighting to provide urgently needed relief. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Rival governments and multiple armed factions are keeping the society in a state of perpetual chaos. Tribal fighting is a regular and disruptive occurrence in the region of Saba City, some 760 kilometers south of the capital, Tripoli. Mahecic says the UNHCR was able to seize what he calls a window of opportunity this past week to deliver urgently needed relief items to hundreds of displaced families in the city of Mirzouk. This town, one of the hubs of Libya's modern slave trade, is located about 135 kilometers south of Saba. Conflict has uprooted more than 500,000 people throughout Libya. Mahecic says the UNHCR has increased its resources by 300% in recent months so that it can provide more humanitarian assistance to more people in need. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Well, each year on April 22nd, many people stop to think about the health of the world environment, and like a New Year's Day for nature, many make Earth Day resolutions that they will treat the world around them more responsibly. This year's Earth Day is focusing on getting rid of single-use plastics, promoting alternative materials, recycling, and developing more responsible behaviors concerning the use of plastics. The environmental group behind Earth Day, the Earth Day Network, estimates some 1 billion people across the world recognize Earth Day in some way. I'm Lori London, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.